Welcome to the Simon Lovell Show. Join me on my personal journey as I take you through the highs, lows, and lessons of entrepreneurship with the people I meet along the way so you can create a life that you love to help others. I believe anyone can create true transformation, be more connected, and improve their relationships if they are truly committed to change. From hitting rock bottom in my personal life with huge debt, addictions, and self-sabotage, to turning around and building a multi-million dollar company changing lives, now it's my mission to help you reach your true potential. Hey, it's Simon, and welcome to this episode. Now, one thing that I absolutely love to do is read. And, you know, for me, I love, you know, physical books. I'm not much of a Kindle fan, but Audible has been fantastic, especially when they added the sleep function on there, which means that I can drift off, you know, when I'm listening to books in the evening. Actually, one of the decisions I made probably about a year or so ago was to actually stop listening and reading business books late at night, because what I would find was I would be up at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning with a whiteboard and not able to get to sleep. So my strategy, which some people find useful, and you may too, is to listen to, you know, and read personal development in the evenings, and then typically like mornings or afternoons or late afternoon to be reading, you know, the business stuff, just because sleep is really important to me, and just not having tech in my bedroom and really, you know, understanding how to get better sleep. And meditation has been a big part of that. If you listen to the last episode, go and do that. You know, all of these things are super important to practicing, really, you know, self-care in our businesses. And, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this, you'll know that, you know, the energy that you have on a daily basis is really, really important. So one of the books I've got in front of me is Forbes 100. And last year, I started writing for Forbes. I write on different topics, especially this year, more so around personal development, leadership, mindset. And I saw this book advertised, and I was like, do you know what? I really want this as a coffee table book. It's about $100, and it is The Past, the Present, and the Future from the 100 Greatest Living Business Minds. You know, it's very much a coffee table book, and you've got people like Billy Bean in here, who's super successful. Tim Berners-Lee. You've got Jeff Bezos. You've got Michael Bloomberg. You've got Bono. It's really cool. And what I did was I picked out the best bits. You know, one thing that I always do when I'm reading is I create an Evernote. From the app Evernote, and I always create notes which I make, and I bring out the things that have really popped out to me. And so what I want to do on today's episode is read these and just give you my perspective on these nuggets that I pulled out for you. And, you know, go get the book. You know, it's a great coffee table book. It's, you know, fantastic. People love looking at it. But these are just the insights that I picked up. And, you know, on this episode, especially on the notes and the comments, you know, let me know the stuff that you're reading at the moment, because I always have a backlog. I've probably got like 10 books on a backlog right now. And that's kind of frustrating. But one thing that I learned, which was, you know, if you get recommended a book, you know, from someone you respect, or you hear it a few times, get it ordered in the moment, you know, just like connecting with someone in a moment. If you've got a really cool connection to make with someone, and you say, well, I should introduce you to this person, do it in the moment, get it done, send a text message, do the video intro, take a picture, and make that connection, because oftentimes we just forget. So I made these notes, and I want to share them with you. The first one is, every business is a living algorithm that needs to be improved. And, you know, one of the questions that I'm always asking in, you know, my businesses is, you know, how do we get better? And so constant improvement is, you know, such an important part of business. But then you've got like micro elements throughout all the different departments, be it sales or marketing or leadership. And, you know, as you evolve as a business owner, you're going to start to naturally want to learn and improve the areas that now you're going into, which are a little bit more difficult. And everyone has that. You know, when you create when you solve a problem in your business, it opens up another challenge. You know, for example, you're selling on your own and you're doing that on their own, and then you bring on a salesperson. Well, now you've got to manage them. And so there's always improvements that need to be made. And so I really love that. The second one, which is people who lose their relevance get stuck in the past because they are no longer in the present moment. And I think, you know, part of my new brand and building SimonLovell.com is about me making sure that I'm staying relevant and I'm doing what is in alignment with me. And so these podcasts and the people that I interview, it's like people who have helped me, people who have come into my life and they've created a positive impact. And I want to share the wisdom and knowledge with you to help you move along the way in your journey. And so, you know, I can only, and I shared this before, I can only share with you what I've done up until now with growing my business and the challenges that I've gone through, and also taking you along this journey along the way. And hopefully you'll enjoy the ride and maybe pass some of the knowledge on. Another one, which was make a list of problems and then fix them. You know, in business, let's be honest, you're going to have problems. You're going to have challenges. You're going to, as you get more successful, you're going to, you know, maybe be the center of a point for attack. You know, these are all things that I've had happen in my business. And when I was on my own with my assistant, I didn't have any of those challenges. You know, and so you're as you put yourself out there more, you're more susceptible to those things. And so you've got to look at different ways to be able to deal with them. And so making a list of problems, you know, every week we have a management meeting, we discuss all of the things that are going on and then the solutions on how to deal with them. So there's always going to be challenges in business, but you've got to obviously look at fixing them and not hiding away. And sometimes you do hide away because it's difficult to handle. And sometimes you're in a place in your personal life where, you know, you just want to, you know, ignore them. But the best thing to do is handle them head on. One thing that we recently did in the company was to do a anonymous feedback form where people could, you know, previous or existing clients can implement a and just fill out a questionnaire or form, which lets us know their feedback so that we can actually improve. I'm always someone that, you know, wants to improve myself and my business. Another one, which is when a door closes, if you look long enough, hard enough, and strong enough, another window opens. I think this is so incredibly important to remember that, you know, sometimes in the moment, things are really difficult to handle because it's a shock to the system. But if you just never give up, and of course, there's that famous quote, which is never give up, that's said so many times, but it's true. If you continue to look, if you stop looking, then you won't see that opening. And there are so many opportunities that are there, but when we're in our own funk, we can't see it. And that's why mindset and working on grounding yourself and being in a good energetic place is so, so important. The next one, which is, people don't mind people who try things that fail. And, you know, one of the biggest fears, of course, is the fear of failure as much as the fear of success. You know, I think especially for a lot of entrepreneurs, that deep-rooted fear of losing it all because maybe, you know, you lost it once before and now you've grown your business and it's doing well. There's an underlying fear again that what happens if I lose it all and now the people that I'm paying have got to, going to result in having to get new jobs. You know, I spent some time with billionaires with a friend of mine called Greg Reed, who actually I'm going to be interviewing hopefully for the show soon. And, you know, one of the things that this billionaire in Canada was talking about was how his biggest fear is that his staff will lose their jobs, you know, despite, you know, being one of the most successful men in Canada. And, you know, I really want to also give you insights into those other people who I've got access to be able to give you insights from everyone. Because here's the truth, you know, when we feel like we're the only one with the same fear, then that's where a lot of pain's created. But when you really understand that whatever level of success you're on, we're all feeling the same things, then it can be very enlightening and you can get a sense of freedom from that. You know, the next one is investing. Find a good business, one you can understand why it's good with a durable competitive advantage with honest people available at a price that makes sense. And so what I liked a bit about this was if you understand why a business is good, if it makes sense to you, and you feel that it's got honest people within it. And that's the topic, which I'll talk about more on the podcast, which is when hiring, you've got to get a sense of people's integrity. You know, if someone doesn't have integrity, it doesn't matter how skillful they are. You just, in my opinion, you just can't hire them. And that's why if you're not in tune with yourself and sensitive to energy, then how are you going to pick up on the energy of others? And of course, you don't know sometimes. And sometimes, you know, you're in a situation where something difficult happens and you look back and you said, well, I made a bad hiring decision. But oftentimes with the right questions and really getting a sense of people and going through a process like I do at Fitpreneurs, you can really get a sense pretty quickly on whether someone is a fit or not based on how they're being, in an in-person meeting with you and conversation. Again, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to have challenges with employees or staff or contractors, but the more that you can really understand a person and have them really understand the value and the culture of the business, that's a really important place to start. Anyone who has happy customers is likely to have a pretty good future. You know, one of the big things that I've, you know, been focused on from the start of growing my own business, businesses has been, you know, results and doing my best to, you know, get clients results. And everyone wants more happy customers, of course. But at the same time, I'm also going to say here that, you know, you also, you know, don't beat yourself up when you do have clients and customers who, you know, aren't getting the results that you want, because it gives you an opportunity to grow. And, you know, that's something that I've learned. As long as your intent is there, and, you know, you may be in a business which is client-based or more customer-based, but really, we just want people to have the best experience. And so that's from our own individual learning and growth. The next one is, if we are complacent and not open to change, we will lose our space. You know, and I think this is a really important topic, because we have to innovate, we have to evolve. And, you know, I've made the mistake in the past of getting complacent. And, you know, that's just another lesson in business in itself, right? It's you know, when things are going well, that's the time where sometimes you can actually take your foot off the gas, and it can be a dangerous decision that you make. So just be careful of that. Instead of how to be successful, ask how to be useful. I think this is just a really cool reframe. You know, instead of asking how to be successful, ask how can I be useful? How can I be useful to the world? How can I be useful to the next person that I have an interaction with? Next one, treat and pay your staff exactly the way that you would want to be treated if you were in their place. I love this, you know, because at the end of the day, we all want to be treated in a respectful way. And I love to find out, you know, what people want to be paid. And I love to treat people because it's part of my nature. You know, when it comes to hiring, you've got to understand that not everyone's money motivated, but everyone needs to be paid fairly. And that's, you know, things that I changed when I brought in my coaching director, because there were certain standards that I didn't know about. And so that's the benefit of really having an amazing team around you. Because sometimes as the entrepreneur, you can't see things. It's not that you don't have the right intent and you don't care. So maybe you know, you're just in it so much you can't see certain things, and it takes someone with a different expertise to say, hey, listen, this is the actual standard that is in the industry, and this is what we need to pay. Love your people and let them know you aren't just hoarding the money for yourself. Another lesson, I think, that a lot of entrepreneurs, myself included, the team, as much as your clients, needs to know the mission and why you're doing what you're doing, and understand that you're reinvesting in the business and reinvesting in them, you know, and spending time. You know, I love spending time with my team. And, you know, I've, you know, Anne, my original assistant who started with me back on the Lunchbox Diet, She's been with me for like well over 4 years now. But, you know, I love flying her out to Bali and all over the world that we've traveled and, you know, actually started a program with her and different things. And I love opening opportunities for people. And that's actually happened with some of my clients who have, you know, Anna Marsh, for example, who's been with Fitpreneurs for a long, long time, developed a program called Nutrition Mastery with her. I love opening opportunities for other people because that's what I see leadership is. It's like creating more leaders, you know. This next one, when I read this, I was like, this is genius. I've not implemented it yet, but it's on my to-do list, which is host a group of college students at your house for dinner to share their views. You know, I think that, you know, when I was young, you know, I had so much spring in my step and so much energy, and I do now, right? But I also think now about how things have evolved socially and how much, you know, maybe things aren't on our radar because maybe I'm 38 years old and there's a whole different generation that's like just into different things, and that can really help my business. And so, you know, getting the views of you know, younger people is really cool. And also it's that giving back, you know, it's enabling you to, we have this property here, the ranch, and I spoke about it in the first video. Definitely check out episode one if you've not done it already. But, you know, I got this place, you know, to build a community. And people love to come here. We do this thing called Spiritual Hustle every 2 weeks. And, you know, I love people experiencing this amazing home with a pool and the basketball court and all of that. You know, it's fantastic. But, you know, it'd be very lonely for me to just be in here on my own experiencing that. I love it when people come here and can have fun. And we had a co-working day on Friday. And just, you know, it's just creating that community. Some people need a community. And, you know, I don't want to work on my own. You know, I'm one of these people who thrives on connection. As much as I used to sabotage it, I thrive on connection. And so I love it when people come to the house, and whatever level they're at, whether they're new in business or whether they're wanting to get started in business, you know, just it's that energy that we create. And if we can do more of that, especially for youth, I think it's awesome. The next one is, my biggest mistake was not sharing mistakes. You know, that's something that I'm going to be doing a lot more of, especially on this show, is, you know, sharing the errors that I made. Because truth is, it's, you know, what I realized recently was that, again, like, my journey is my journey. I am who I am up until now with my mistakes, with the things that I've done wrong, as well as the things that I've done right. And I think, you know, if more people can do that and give a lesson, so that maybe you're listening to this and you don't make the same mistake, then that's awesome. And also too, like, I want to learn from my audience. So you're listening to this and there's things that I can learn from you, despite, you know, whatever level we're all at. Because, you know, it's my belief that when it comes to wealth and money and success, like, we all have something and we've all experienced something that someone else hasn't. And so we can learn from each other. Have a mission beyond profits, you know, again, as you evolve as a person, as you spiritually grow, you know, when I broke up from a relationship a couple of years back, you know, I was so tempted to go to the bar and drink. And instead I caught myself and I said, you know, I'm going to meditate. And in that meditation, I had a signal to just give money away, you know, and I posted on Facebook and I said, I'm going to give $1,000 away. And, you know, I had thoughts around, well, people are going to think, you know, well, whatever, you know, and what happened from that was I released the pain that I was in, you know. When you give and when you're in service to others, then, you know, suffering goes away. And actually what happened was that a lady who was 365 on a housing list for her and her child, because of that $1,000, she went down to number two. And what I learned from that too was that as people were putting comments in the threads on how they wanted the $1,000, other people were donating to the other people's comments. And, you know, my mission is to help others. It always has been, for whatever that's, you know, deep in my soul, to give back. You know, this phrase of have a mission beyond profits. It's, you know, I think that when you're in survival and you need money, then yes, you know, of course, you're going to be in a different mindset. But as you start to create abundance and you start to generate more money, it is more than about the profits, to me anyway. But you do need money to be able to create more impact and have more reach and run ads and market yourself. You know, money's incredibly important if you want to have impact. But it's all going to be from an underlying mission. And people get that, you know, they'll get the intent behind it. But only if you verbalize it, only if people know, you know. And that's why I wanted to share my story in the first episode. That's why I'm always going to direct people to the first episode, because that's me up until now. And then the future episodes are my story and my journey and what I'm going through, like literally, like in the trenches. Tell it like it is and don't worry about it. Again, this is something I've got much better at over the years, and I've always been kind of well known for my no BS approach, but it's with love, you know, it's tough love. In fact, I'm going to be doing another episode called Tough Love, which will be coming up pretty soon. And, you know, again, you've got to check in with where your intent is. If you're in a really bad mood and low frequency, and you say it as it is, then there's going to be a different outcome. But if you're in the right frequency and in the right mindset and you're centered and grounded, and then you tell it like it is, there's a big difference between the two, you know? And again, that's why we've got to check in with ourselves. That's why in the meditation episode, I talked about not starting my day until I feel good. Next one is, when forced to choose between morals and talent, choose morals. This is going back to the one that we mentioned earlier, which is around integrity, you know? You have to find out about a person's intent and who they are. And actually, a great question to ask in an interview is, you know, what are the things that you love to do as a child? Like, who are you as a kid? You know, and as much as we change, some of the fundamentals are still there, you know. And then what do you do now in your spare time? And that will give you a good indicator into people. And also the questions that other people ask, that's really key in interviews, I think. You know, we focus on our questions, but also the questions from the interviewee are really, really key too. Four important words in business are, what do you think? ? So the four most important words in business from one of the experts in the Forbes 100 book, what do you think? The power of questions, you know, I'm going to do another episode on this, which is, you know, just some quality questions that you can ask. And, you know, really, there's that quote, you know, which is the quality of the questions you ask really determine your life. And I truly believe that. And that's a really cool power question. What do you think? ? Next one, moral courage, determination are muscles you need to build. Absolutely. I think that I wouldn't have gotten to where I am today, you know, without courage, you know, making that key decision to move away from where I was living, and the grit and determination. And, you know, just saying to myself one day, you know, I'm going to work hard in the next few years to have a life that most people, you know, won't have, you know. And it's just, it's discipline, you know, it's having a discipline. And we all have times where we drop our discipline because we've got stuff going on and there's chaos, and we're in a time in our life where, you know, just there's an energy drain or drama, and we lose that, and we lose the fire. It's always there, ready to be sparked again. But, you know, I know what it's like to go downhill once I've come uphill, you know. And, you know, you're like, it's on the top of the roller coaster, and then suddenly, boom, you like drop into the bottom like you're at Disney World, and, you know, you're doing Tower of Terror. I think that's at Disney World. You'll probably message me and let me know that it's one of the other theme parks. Maybe it's Universal Studios. I love theme parks. Moral courage, determination are muscles you need to build. The next one is, you have to be on the top of your game at all times. I believe this to a certain extent. However, I also believe that downtime is really key so that you can be on the top of your game. You know, I think, again, this comes down to your daily routine and what drama you've got in your life and the things that have happened and the decisions that we've made. I definitely know that I didn't practice self-care and I didn't take the time out for myself. And because of that, I didn't stay on the top of my game, and it affected my business. And that can be devastating sometimes because you have to rebuild, you know. Everything today is about speed, you know. I like this one because I'm such an Amazon Prime lover, you know. And when they started doing like the same day delivery, I was just like, holy shit, this is awesome. And it's true, like we've been conditioned now to want stuff so quickly because every access to stuff is just, you know, within clicks. You know, the faster you can deliver an outcome and the faster you can be of service and the faster you can pick up a phone when you get a lead, you know, marketing's going faster these days. You know, you've got to be on top of it. And that can be a challenge. This one I really, really love. You know, one of the big shifts I had in my business was learning to sell, you know, and that really, learning to sell and also linked with my own self-worth. I think that you can be taught to sell, but if you don't have self-worth, you'll still sell at a lower price, you know, and value yourself at a low level. But this one's really cool. It says, after 70 sales calls, I finally landed my first customer. And, you know, that quote says it all, which is, you know, for some people, they'll do, you know, 5 or 6 calls if you're doing phone sales, for example, and suddenly they start to give in because they get a number of no's. And so that's just about determination and persistence and changing strategy. You know, after 70 sales calls, I finally landed my first customer. And so there's going to be a lot of lessons learned, you know, after that first sale. And of course, when you get that high, you know, you then go into, you know, momentum because you start to build, it starts to build confidence. And I know what that's like. You know, when you've been trying for so long for something and suddenly something clicks. And it's just about persistence and determination. You know, there's that quote, which is, you know, it's about 3 feet from goal, you know, actually Greg Reed's book. But also, like, I talk about this ladder, you know. Sometimes you've climbed up 6 steps of the ladder and success is on that seventh step, you know. And so it's just literally right in front of us, but we can't see it. We just need to keep going. And then finally we get the breakthrough. And then suddenly we learn that determination and courage and persistence and consistency is so important, you know. The next one, you can't manage what you don't understand. You can't manage what you don't understand. You know, this comes down in so many different areas of business. You've got to, as much as you can outsource things, you also need to know what's going on, you know. Do it yourself first so that you really understand the process of it so you can pass it on, you know, systemize. We're talking a lot about systemization in future episodes. This one's funny. If your mother calls you and tells you she is proud of you, you are probably on the right track. Yeah, I really like this one. My mom actually lives in San Diego. She's about to move to Florida. She lives in Coronado. And, you know, she always tells me that she's proud of me and, you know, she's had such a big impact in my life. Mum, if you're listening, I love you so much. And, you know, we've grown so much, especially over the past few years, the whole family has. There's nothing better than hearing those words, I'm proud of you. You know, if you've got someone in your life right now and, you know, it's so easy to forget the words that we need to speak and the simple words that we can say that can really, you know, send a vibration. You know, every word that we speak, it's a vibration energy, you know. And so when you say words and when you say things like, I'm proud of you, and then you say it with an intensity and if you're in person with someone, you look them in the eye. You know, I can remember for such a long time, I couldn't look people in the eye because I just didn't want to be connected for some reason. But when you can look someone in the eye and connect with them with your heart space and say to them, you know, I'm so proud of you and mean it, you know, it can have such a transformational impact. You know, investing in people is how we grow. You know, investing in myself has been something which I've been committed to now, investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in business trainings and personal development and just working on me as a man, you know, working, improving myself has been important. And you know, I'm never going to stop investing in myself because there's always a next level of evolution, next level of growth and more to learn, you know, be it in relationships or in how to communicate better and how to speak in a storytell in better ways, you know, all things that, you know, I'm wanting to master and get better at. The next one is, a part of learning is done through reading, but another more important part is talking with bright minds from different fields. you know, it's very easy when you're in a niche to only look at the competitors within that space. But when you start to go into other industries, you can get amazing ideas. And so it's really important to diversify and expand your thinking to see how you can innovate in your own industry with different industries. Next one is self-discovery is the journey, which I really, really love. Next one is become a fine-tuned machine. The next one is health is your own. Money belongs to others. Power is temporary and reputation is eternal. And, you know, I've been up and down with my health, you know, if I'm being brutally honest, you know, just wasn't consistent with my training. And then when I started, hired a personal trainer, obviously been a personal trainer for so many years, it's crazy. But, you know, we all slip, and hired a personal trainer for a while. And then when I moved actually out to Carmel Valley and then the True Transformation Ranch, I started CrossFit and just got my consistency up. And, you know, that's really helped along with the meal prep. I use a company called MacroPlate, and, you know, I get my meals cooked in for me. And they arrive every morning in a little black bag, which is on the porch, go pick them up. And I eat the meals and then just, you know, do my own thing on the weekend. So planning and preparing is such a big problem for a lot of people. But, you know, the health is so important. And I know how I feel. Like now, I just feel great about, you know, myself, and my body is really important to me. But we all slip, you know, for one reason or another. And so health is just fundamental. Because if you don't have your health, then, you know, you can't enjoy the things that you have and the experiences that are available to you. Money belongs to others. I love it when I give things away, you know, you give a coffee away, or, you know, I've got the Ferrari, and I get so much joy from actually other people sitting in that, more so from me driving it, you know, when I'm a mall, like, you know, like Vons, or I pull up anywhere in it, and, you know, there's a dad and his kid, and I'm like, come on, like, hop in. It's like it lights them up, you know. It's like it doesn't do anything but create a positive energy. And in fact, I wouldn't have met certain people in my life, like Greg Reed and other people, if it wasn't for the car, because one of my other mentors actually asked me to bring it up to the house for other people to enjoy it. Again, like, notice the theme. I got asked to bring the Ferrari so that other people could enjoy it, not him, you know? And so I think it's totally cool. Like, if you've got a really nice car or a nice home, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, people can either knock you down because for some reason or another it triggers them, or you can use things to motivate and inspire. And as long as the intent is there, and I'll actually share a story where I did actually have the wrong intent, but when the intent is there and you're just wanting to give people a good experience, and I love, for example, my clients who drive the car, like, that's so cool. Because for some people, like, it's like being a poster dream. And for me, like, the Ferrari, it was just about, like, it was about the process of, like, going, do you know what? This was a dream and I managed for it to become a reality. And so while I love to drive it and it looks great and it feels great and all of that, you know, it was the process really of achieving it that was so cool. If you're a car person, it's a black 458. I'll probably do another episode on cars moving forward. The next one is, at the end of the day, we leave with nothing. Do right by your customers, employees, and backers. Really, really love that one. Never give up, number 31. Next one is a 15-minute, implement a 15-minute meeting to find something amazing that happened with a client and make them the storyteller and the hero. You know, I think that testimonials and client results, it's so important that people need to know the results that people are getting. And if you can make the clients the heroes, and even just, you know, continuous, you know, meetings with, you know, your team and finding out how to make them the hero too, and make other people look good. You know, there's something in improv which is taught, and again, I'm going to do more episodes on these different elements I've been talking about. There's a thing in improv, which is the comedy that I go to, which has really been transformative, which is, you know, improv is about setting the next person up, not yourself. And this quote around making someone else the hero, you know, it's the same in improv. You know, it's like, how can I set you up so that you can take this line or take this piece right now and go with it so that other people can laugh? And you know, I've really shifted around this whole concept of how to make other people feel instead of being myself. For such a long time in my life, it was all about me. You know, what do I need? I would go to masterminds and I'd be like, I need the breakthrough. You know, I want people to mail for me and promote me and all of that. And it was because I was in a survival place. I needed money. Like it was desperate. And that's not a great place to be. And I love helping people break through that, because then I noticed a shift as I would go back and I was more successful. I was going there just to be. I was going to add value. And when you can get to a place in your life where you're just there to add value, other things will start to come to you. But I get it. I understand. For some of you listening to this right now, you may be in that place where it's like, I need my breakthrough, you know? And what I can teach you to not make the mistakes, which is just be cool, you know, just be yourself. Don't go out looking to try and get anything, but just build genuine relationships. And that was something that I wasn't great at. You know, I was just in this mode and I just couldn't see the wood through the trees. Again, more on that soon. Next one. As soon as you think you have to figure it all out, you are probably in trouble. And finally, you don't always have to create a new idea. Take an old concept and put a new spin on it. You know, there's a book called The Blue Ocean Strategy, and it talks about these creating like a blue ocean versus a red ocean. And, you know, there are so many, it's true, there's so much out there that, you know, when you start to combine certain things, you know, it can have a big effect. You know, I'm not into cannabis or weed or anything, but they recently legalized it in California, and I love buffalo wings, so I came up with this idea of like weed and wings. You know, it's like combining two things. So using that as a funny example, but like, what have you got in your industry that you could go, right, okay, let's take this and then let's take this and let's blend it together. For example, I'm doing this, I'm working with the organizer of TED in San Diego. And one of the guys who's on this training had this idea of, you know, coffee and also a story, like exchanging coffee with a story. And of course, when you go to a Starbucks, you know, it's all about people sat down and they're working, but everyone has a story. And I really love that. I thought it was such a cool idea to implement like storytelling. And that's something that I want to improve on and just you know, improve my connection with you through the stories and journeys that I'm on. Anyway, that's it. The Forbes 100 notes. Go and check out the book. Head to Forbes.com and check out Forbes 100 book. It's a great coffee table book. It's about $100. You can also find it on Amazon. Thank you to my mum and Josh for the present, Christmas. I've got it in my hands right now. I actually finished reading it on Christmas Day. It's not a massive book, but it is a really freaking awesome one. It's black. It's like really nice. You can hear it right now. I'm like stroking it. It's like gold. And those are the insights from the book. I'll see you in another episode of the Simon Lovell Show. You have an amazing day. And just let me ask you a question right now. What's something you're really grateful for? Just right in this moment. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And just focus just right now on something that you're grateful for. Just get into a great place. Ground yourself. And move forward your day, whether you're listening to this in the morning or in the evening, whether you're just about to go to sleep. And just take a moment to appreciate yourself for who you are, how far you've come up until now on this journey, and the amazing things that are going to be happening moving forward. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Simon Lovell Show. Now, if you enjoyed that episode, please head to iTunes, also SoundCloud, or any other platform and give a review. I read all of the comments. I would love your stories, your feedback. It is so important to me. Also, head to simonlovell.com for more information, more blog content, and connect with me on social media. I will see you in another episode of the show. Take it easy. Have a fantastic day.